India's youth culture has been going through some drastic changes, partly driven by economics and the country's acceptance of international loans. When urban teenagers look in the mirror, they can see globalization literally on their faces. Youth Radio's Nishat Kurwa explores how a changing standard of beauty among teenagers has become the mark of a new economy.
India agreed to open the door to foreign products when it liberalized its economy more than a decade ago. The fast food chains and shiny new department stores brought a major cultural shift. Now, on nearly every block, you'll find one of a chain of coffee shops called Barista. They're the latest teen hangouts and a source of part-time jobs for young people. Lovina and her friends like to hang out at one of the newer baristas in a Bombay suburb after their overnight shift at a nearby call center.
It's really tough. I mean, the last week I had a late evening shift. You come to work and you start dozing.
Lovina spends a good chunk of her paycheck on her fashion addiction. For urban youth, it seems appearances are everything. At nighttime hangouts, I was both shocked and amused, seeing all the butt-hugging stretch denim and t-shirts with tassels hanging from the breasts. With Western images piped in through MTV and episodes of Friends, it's no wonder beauty is a $3 billion business in India, hooking in teenagers like Lovina.
Now what has happened is because of the media, people actually know about different things going on in the fashion world.
Although she's a clothes junkie herself, Lovina uses the word aping to scornfully describe the way Indian teenagers chase after Western trends. My cousin Jaina Doctor teaches art of living classes to teens who pour half their income into their looks. She mentions another new buzzword, aspiration.
There's a huge, huge aspirational middle class in India, which is emulating the trends of the upper class and even what they see through the media. I think for them, if their parents can't afford to give it to them, then they will work to get it. Because they all want it. They all want to look good and spend their money on cosmetics.
Main hoon Mathura Bedi, and a very warm welcome to all my friends sitting in the audience, watching the Bombay Dyeing Glad Rags Mrs. India contest.
Beauty pageants like this one are happening all over India. Cosmetics, money, and aspiration all come together at these events.
So this page is like a certificate that they'd given me. Tanya Soni, Mrs. India, has successfully...
Tanya Soni is only 25, but she's already been in four pageants. She first walked the ramp in 1994, the same year Indian beauties took the Miss World and Miss Universe pageants by storm. Many went on to become fair-skinned, doe-eyed darlings of Bollywood. And now they're walking billboards for cosmetics companies, too. India is one of the best test markets in the world. Analysts say if you can sell across the range of demographics here, your product can make it anywhere. And as the economy changes, bringing with it new products, pageantry, and culture, the result is a new vision and standard of beauty in India. Art of living instructor Jaina Doctor says it's hard to miss the transformation.
I think earlier it was a given for an Indian woman. For her to be attractive was to be voluptuous and to be curvaceous. And today it is changing in terms of they all want to look like the Western model, skinny and tall and long-legged.
There's no turning back for this new generation of global consumers as more young Indians splurge for the moment. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kurwa.
That story was produced by Youth Radio's International Desk in association with National Geographic.